This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really exciting to be joined by the first ever Irish winner of a Netflix reality TV show, all the way from County Meath, Chris O'Gara. I'm really, really excited to have a chat to you because I think this is really groundbreaking. Interactive reality TV. Chris, you're so welcome onto the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, listen, this show was incredible, like you said, interactive, and it's a privilege to be the first ever Netflix Irish reality show winner. So, repping the Irish flag well, hopefully.
Now, given the interactive element of House of Streams, which is obviously the name of the TV show that you're on, what was the most unexpected or wildest interaction that you experienced during the show?
Yeah, it's incredible. First of its kind in terms of, you know, a show that the viewers can actually interact with. So when we were recording it live, it was all live streamed. And just chat was able to talk to us. We were able to go back and forth. And yeah, it was such a fun experience because there was always something going on. Like, regardless of what was happening in the house between us doing activities, chat always had an input or an opinion on it as well, which is really, really, really cool. But the most unexpected thing, I won't lie, you know, I'm a sucker for having fun and you know, doing things a bit odd. So somebody in chat said, "I dare you to jump in the pool without any warning, just walk in with your clothes on." I was like, "Let's do it." So the two girls, Jane and Cyborg, I think, were having a conversation, and I just strolled by them with my hands in my pocket straight into the pool, and they were like, "What is going on?" But it was fun, you know. It was good crack.
The show challenges, they ranged from scavenger hunts to intense gaming like Call of Duty. What type of challenge did you find more mentally or physically taxing, or something that maybe wasn't your forte? And which one did you really enjoy?
One that was definitely tough was the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
We were out in a city where it had a lot of history out in Malta, and we had to find clues around this place. But, you know, we had to ask the locals for help, and some of them couldn't speak English, so it was kind of difficult for the language barrier. And yeah, just, I don't know, I'm not very good with clues. I'm very like straightforward, straight shooter type of guy. So when I'm trying to find out what these metaphors mean and things like that, it was kind of difficult. Spoiler, you know, the challenge maybe didn't go well for me. But yeah, that was tough. In terms of fun, I mean, some of the challenges were great. My favorite by far, though, was when we turned the house. Oh, what do you call it? It's laser tag. That
laser
was it.
Yeah. Tag. I love it.
Yeah, laser tag was by far the most fun. The whole villa was turned into a laser tag arena. So upstairs and downstairs was all turned into it. We had to capture the flag. So we had to go to the point, shoot our gun at it to hold it. And we had to hold it for a certain amount of time. And the team who could take the most flags basically won the game. But it was really intense. It actually felt like a Black Ops mission. Like, I had people in my ear. We had headsets on so we could talk to each other. So I was trying to give communications to tell people to go downstairs and upstairs. It was really intense, but it was so fun. It was like I was in an actual war.
As a content creator, how did the constant streaming and live audience interaction compare with your usual job when you might be at home, or I suppose you're in control of the content that you put out?
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of us are streamers that were on the show as well as content creators. So a lot of us are used to having a camera on us, but we're talking 24/7, like the whole time, two whole weeks, camera is always on you. You're mic'd up all the time. I'm not going to lie, myself personally, I was kind of used to it. Like, I do run my own streams where I'm live for like a week or two.
Yeah.
And the camera's on me even when I'm sleeping.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm kind of used to the whole idea of it. But I know for some other people, it was a bit taxing. You could see some people weren't comfortable necessarily with it being on them all the time. And of course, there's always the thing of, you know, you want to play up to the camera. You want to have fun. You want to make sure that it's not a boring show. So I was all about doing activities as much as I can and just keeping the chat interactive, which, once again, such a cool feature to be able to constantly talk to the community that's watching you while you're live is so cool.
That's awesome. I have to ask now, when you say that you've got the camera on you for like a week, does that mean that like it's following you everywhere? I mean, you're brushing your teeth. I mean, you might be going to the loo. How do you like navigate all that?
It's a weird one. I mean, on the show, obviously, the bathrooms were and bedrooms didn't have cameras in them.
Yeah.
But for my own stuff at home, the camera's on me when I'm in bed sleeping. It's a bit of a weird one. People come in to watch you sleep. Don't ask me why. It's just, it's a thing.
You're talking to somebody who used to, back in the day, watch Big Brother at like 1:30 and 2:00 in the morning, and they were fast asleep. Why was I doing it? I have no idea.
To be honest with you, I suppose it's the thing of like, what if something happens during the night?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? What if, like, I don't know, you have a night scare or something, you wake up like suddenly or something, I don't know. But yeah, it's a weird one. Obviously, when it goes to the bathroom, there's no cameras there, you know?
Yeah.
We're sensitive about all that kind of stuff. But in bed, I'm comfortable with the camera on me. I don't know. It's just like, I'm a silent sleeper, though, to be fair. I don't really move much. I don't like, you know, talk in my sleep, really. So I'd be comfortable with it. But obviously, you know, if you sleep talk and you do all this kind of stuff, then I'd be nervous about what I'm going to say during the night when the camera's on me. You know what I mean? You don't want to play that game.
That's for sure. Obviously, spoiler alert if people haven't watched the show yet, but obviously you were the winner. You won a Bitcoin.
Yes.
And it's a pretty unique prize. What's your immediate plan for it? And for people who might not know what the prize actually is, can you explain it to us?
So, the prize of the show was a Bitcoin. I was very fortunate to win. A Bitcoin is cryptocurrency. Basically, it's an online currency that's rates fluctuate. So the price can go up and down at any given moment. Bitcoin at the moment, I think it's about 85, 90-ish grand.
Amazing.
So big prize. In terms of what I'm going to want to do with it, look, you know, I've been doing content now for the guts of 7-8 years. My mother was always really supportive. So I told her I'd send her anywhere in the world, whatever she wants to do, send her on a luxurious holiday. And the rest, I'm just going to save up to hopefully one day get a place with my girlfriend and that kind of move on with life, that kind of thing. But yeah, I just want to send my mama on a big holiday, show her a bit of support. And yeah, she's yet to pick something. So waiting on that.
You're a brilliant person. And we love somebody who loves their Irish mammy. We love that.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Being the winner of, the very first Irish winner of a Netflix reality TV show. It's such a huge title, considering there's been loads of other Irish contestants on loads of different Netflix shows. How does it feel to achieve that? And what advice would you give to other aspiring content creators or even young people in Ireland who have a dream of making a name for themselves on a global platform, just like you have?
I mean, yeah, look, it was crazy to be able to get the experience. And yeah, obviously, it felt amazing. Having the title, first Irish Netflix winner, really cool. Never thought, you know, wasn't on my bingo list. But here it is. In terms of, you know, what I would say to other people who want to be in that zone is just put yourself out there. You know, nowadays with content, you have so many platforms you can post on: TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, you name it. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Post as much content as you can. You know, when I got the invite to the show, I was just doing my normal live stream, my usual schedule. I think I was live at like maybe 5 or 6 p.m. during a weekday. It could have been like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they had somebody looking through Twitch streams to try find a personality who would fit the show. And they found me and they sent me an email saying, hey, look, we want to bring you on this. And that just happened out of nowhere, just because I was active, posting content, I was live, and they found me. So you never know what opportunities can present themselves. You know, there's a lot of reality shows and things going on as well, obviously, Big Brother, things like that. So don't be afraid to throw yourself in the deep end. And yeah, just stay as active as you can on social media.
Brilliant. People want to follow you if they want to check out your live streams, if they want to find out what you're doing and all the rest. Where's the best place to go?
Yeah, thanks very much, Louise. The place to go is The Gara Show. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you are. I'm probably there somewhere.
Brilliant. It's been a pleasure talking to you. We wish you all the best in the future. No doubt we're going to see you lots more on TV screens and, of course, all the platforms.
Thank you so much, Louise. Appreciate it. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.